I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Welcome back to Canine Critique. We're back. It's back. Time to do the thing again. How are you, John?
I was going to see
how many times I'd say, I'm back.
We're here. I'm cool.
I'm Jake.
I'm here. I just see how far you devolve. Star Wars is cool. Watch Rebels. I love Disney. You just devolve.
Wow.
I'm good. I've been doing good.
Well, sweet, dude. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, worked. Went on a hike this morning. I'm beat.
Yeah? Well, hikes are pretty good for you.
I got rained on a ton.
Man, getting rained on while it's hiking is not very fun.
I like it.
Well, like, it depends on the level of the rain. If it's like a light drain, I don't know, it feels kind of like...
It was coming down.
Chill.
It wasn't like downpour.
It's like dumping on me and my shoes get wet and it's muddy.
Oh, yeah, my shoes didn't get wet.
I want to beat people up.
My shoes did get a little wet because we had to cross a stream.
Here's what I've done the line. When my socks get wet. If my socks are wet, I'm not having a good day.
That's the worst thing in the world, I think.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
So I got mud on the tip of my Converse, and as we crossed the stream, I'm like, oh, I'll just tip the tip of my Converse under one of these little brooklet waterfalls. And I did it, but I like overcorrected and got my socks a little bit wet. But they're dry now. Actually, I switched out socks since.
Oh, are your new socks dry?
Yes.
Good.
I went home and I'm like, I take a nap. And I looked at the clock and I'm like, oh no, I told Jake I'd be there at 3. I'll tell him I'll be there at 4.
Wow.
And then I took a nap. I was so tired.
The real words you told me, I didn't know that it was because of
it did that. Go longer. It did.
Because
he told me we'd be done by noon and I got home at 2.
Because you text me at like noonish and you're like, hey, what time are we getting together? I'm like 3 or 4. And you go, let's do 3. 1 hour later, 4. Sorry, let's do 4. I had a thing run a bit long.
Well, he told me.
And now I know that you're just like turning back in.
He told me we'd be done by noon. So I'm like, okay, I'll go home. I'll sleep. I'll get up and then go to Jake's or do something between. But then I ended up getting home at 2. So I was like, I want to sleep like an hour.
So you still got a nap and you're still walking around like tired.
I slept till like a minute before I had to leave. So wow. I slept till like 3:30.
This is one of those days. Do you need some G Fuel? Not a sponsor. Have some. You could drink some.
Maybe not now.
Okay. Well, there's some right there. Well, yeah, of course not right now. We're doing the thing.
Yeah.
We're doing the thing that we do.
You know what? If you can make it so it tastes good, like I've never made it on my own where I'm like, well, this tastes like not like water that
really
has like a punch or it's like a,
do you use, they come with a little measuring cup inside of it. Do you use that?
Oh no, I just have the little packets you gave me.
Oh, you just have the packets. Yeah. That's
rough. Like there's not enough or something.
Interesting. Well,
it kind of doesn't taste that
good. I have 3 flavors that I usually make. Again, not a sponsor because they're not paying
me to say PewDiePie sponsor.
But I have the PewDiePie flavor, the Lincolnberry, whatever it's called. That's pretty decent. Or there's the snow cone flavor, which is a fan favorite. That's one I ordered online because it had so many good reviews. But recently I got sour fazeberry. And let me tell you, that's really good. And because I love sour flavors, I just always have.
Maybe I'll have to have some because we're going to see a 2.5 hour movie after this.
Yeah, so maybe I'll let you have some, but I don't know. Maybe you'll be too jittery in your seat. I don't know what caffeine does to you, John.
I can go pee, thank goodness.
Oh, because
I've seen it already.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
The first time I saw it, I was like, I have to pee, but if I miss even one sentence, I'm not gonna understand a single thing.
Yeah, I guess that's a good.
We're gonna see Tenet.
We're gonna go see Tenet. You'll get our dog movie review of Tenet next week.
Are there dogs in it?
No, I'm saying that because sometimes we say I saw this and I was good,
and then we talk about it.
Yeah. Anyway, what else? You gonna ask me how my week was?
No.
Okay.
How was it?
Oh, you did. So you're a liar.
Just kidding. Sorry, that was rude.
Every time I say something stupid like that, you just look right at the microphone. Like, I can't believe
it's you like said Jim
that.
In the office.
It's like, ugh. Let's see. I had a pretty okay week. You know,
I only talked with you for a little bit.
I have a customer service.
It's been forever.
It feels like it, but
I saw Tenet twice.
I was going to say I have a customer service job, and I feel pretty good about it.
Because, and I went on two dates, like just in the time we recorded.
So you asked me how my week was. Are you going to let me say how it was?
No, I'm going to keep talking about my own.
Interrupting
week.
Me because I was going to say something that I thought I was pretty proud about. But if you just want to keep interrupting
me, I'll
just let it keep happening.
How long it's been?
It's only been a week.
And I like never go on dates.
One whole week. You went on a couple dates.
And I saw Tenet twice. Hung out with my sister twice.
And I hung out with your sister. John,
a productive week.
John's had a productive week. Can I talk about the question that you asked me, how my week has been? For crying out loud. I thought you
just sum it up in a sentence.
I hate you so much. Here it is. Here I am. I work customer service, okay? Well, it's IT / customer service. John? This isn't for you. This is for the people. But you need to quit. You need to quit interrupting me.
Sorry,
you need
to quit. Drinking out of my water bottle.
Next time.
The famous water bottle. I'm like
in
that weird.
Mark these words. Next time you're in John's comic corner, I'm going to interrupt it just as much.
Oh, no.
Yep.
But this isn't even Star Wars segment. This isn't eye for an eye.
It is.
No, it's not. Eye for an eye would be you interrupt me during my week.
You're telling a story. You're telling a story.
This is more like sown the wind, rep the whirlwind. That's really what it is.
What I'm saying
in the words of Hosea.
Well, what I'm saying is, You're interrupting me when I'm telling a story, John. And if you're telling some comic story, I'm just going to interrupt you.
I'm telling a personal story.
I'll go make some.
This isn't eye for an eye.
Anyway, can I tell a story now? Are you gonna, you're done drinking your stupid wine?
Tried to do it as loud as I could.
Oh my gosh.
This is fun. We're having fun.
Yeah.
We're just joshing around.
Yeah, we're just
Jakin and John and
around. Just Jakin and John and around. Patent pending?
No.
Okay, good.
Tell your dank story already.
I was just going to say that at my customer service job, I get quality assurance reviews, and I've got 100% on every single one.
Great.
So pretty much I'm the best at what I do.
Is this your IT-ish job or the other
one? Yeah, it's IT customer service. So I'm pretty much the best at it. And why they haven't offered me more money yet, I don't know. I'm just kidding. If you're listening, anybody that works there with me, I'm surprised that you're listening, actually.
Remember that dog movie we were going to watch with the little dog in the shoe?
Yes, A Dog's Way Home.
There's a billboard for it. Have you seen this billboard?
The one near Salt Lake?
It's a Shelter Pet Project billboard.
No way.
It is. No. I looked and I'm like, because it said shelter your pet or something. Or like, find a shelter for your pet. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I looked at the website that was smaller and it said Shelter Pet Project. And I was like, oh, I've been bagging on how dumb that billboard is. And we've been doing ads for them that one time.
Yeah. Holy crap. Wow. That is a sponsor.
Yeah.
Kind of. Charity sponsor. All proceeds.
If I were to get a dog, I would go to Shelter Pet Project.
Yeah, you probably would. I probably would.
If they got a husky, if I get a discount.
If you get a discount, say, hey, I mentioned you guys on my podcast at least 20 times.
All the proceeds went to you.
Yeah. So
can you take those proceeds and just give me a dog?
Yeah.
Husky?
What size? You go, husky?
The baby husky. Like, there's some huskies that would never grow. There's some like genetically engineered huskies that just stay baby sized.
Are those like Pomskies? Like the Pomeranian husky mix? Or you just want like a little husky?
I just want a little husky. A little puppy.
Isn't that the plot of Boss Baby? Like Forever Puppies?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I've never seen it.
They're like, try to stop some family from engineering only puppies that stay puppies forever.
Why would you stop that?
Well, because if people will have puppies, they'll stop having babies.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that is the plot of the movie.
I guess.
Yeah. If I was watching it right when it happened, doggone it, don't watch Boss Baby or the cartoon series on Netflix.
I never watched
Gotta stop.
Except Penguins of Madagascar. I like that show.
All I'm saying is Netflix is doing the thing that Disney learned through trial and error that they shouldn't do, which is, you don't have to make a series after every single movie comes out.
Nickelodeon does it.
Nickelodeon.
However, like I said,
Nickelodeon does it pretty okay.
I like the Kung Fu Panda one. I liked
the Panda, the Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron, that was the OG. Like
that's like the OG, yeah, the pinnacle.
I was gonna say, like I said, Penguins of Madagascar. I like that show. Madagascar. I never watched the Teeny MNT one, but that seems like a fun time. And then they did DreamWorks. Just DreamWorks does it. Well,
DreamWorks is the one that's How to Train Your Dragon now.
Oh yeah, How to Train Your Dragon. Apparently, that's good.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's not.
If it's not, let me know if it is.
My enthusiasm for those shows ran out after the first one.
Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah. You know what? They're fine. They're fine.
Yeah. I love How to Train Your Dragon 2. How to Train Your Dragon 3. Sometimes I love it. Sometimes I don't.
I like the end.
The end is
made it worth it.
The best part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was just like they knew where they wanted to start and they knew where they wanted to end. And just getting there was a nightmare for them.
They worked backwards.
Yeah. Which I guess sometimes works.
Usually not, though. Anyways, Do we have a dog story?
I don't have a dog story. Mm-hmm. Do you have a dog story? What about some dog news? Welcome back to Dog News. It's your host, Jake News-A-Lot. We have a crazy story from Arizona.
Okay.
Check it out.
Are you doing an Olin Rogers?
Doing a what?
You sound like Olin Rogers. Oh, like you're trying to be Olin Rogers.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I just was doing my Jake News-A-Lot voice. Can I just make voices without being like someone else?
No, you can't.
Fine. Anyway, you listen to sick dog news? Are you going to text?
I'm not texting. I'm looking up dog news on the LA Times.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm freaking out. Look at my phone.
I believe you. I don't really believe
you. You freaking...
I know.
You're using the theater of the mind against me.
Oh, boy. Anyway, Arizona police dog sniffs out blank stash of meth in car. How many dollars was this meth stash worth?
Why'd you turn this into a question?
How many dollars was this meth stash worth? $4 million worth of meth. It was a routine traffic stop. And they just set the car up, the dog in the car, and boom, $4 million worth of methamphetamine. Check out this picture of all that meth on the table.
Freaking heck.
Where do you think, first of all, where do you think they hid that where they needed a dog to sniff it and not the police officers to see? It's like 50 bags of just straight up meth.
In the trunk, under the seats, right. Under the back seats.
What is it? Where they put the spare wheel, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe it's in the tires.
But you know, just the beginning of the post says "Attaboy, Arizona police dog." So check it out here on what website is this? The New York Post. So pretty cool.
Ready for John News a little?
Let's hear it, John.
Sad news.
John News.
Sad segment.
Sad news segment. Cue sad jazz music.
But what jazz music isn't sad? Got it.
Sing, sing, sing.
Shut up. I didn't ask for this.
You literally.
This is,
you literally
shut
just
up,
asked John.
Shut up.
What jazz music isn't set? All of it. All of it's not
set. I didn't ask for this. Anyways, Los Angeles Times.
Glenn Miller. Louis Armstrong.
Okay. That's like swing. Swing is like an arm of jazz.
What?
Am I wrong?
What? Louis Armstrong or Glenn Miller?
Glenn Miller. It's more swingy.
I guess you could say Glenn Miller is more of an arm, but it's jazz genre.
I get you. I'm not disputing this anymore. I don't know enough. Anyways, the LA Times op-ed. It was just a lovely morning walk with the dog.
Duke Ellington.
Until the attack.
Oh, no. John, no. I saw this one too. I overlooked it because I didn't want to do this one.
Pitbulls just attacked the dog named Milo.
No, John!
I guess I'm not even reading the thing. The picture just says
John needs dog a Milo little.
After being attacked. That is the saddest looking. Holy cow.
Oh, John.
I guess the dog was attacked by two pit bulls in, where was it at? In West Los Angeles. Holy cow. Hold on. Let me think. Chicks Beach posts dog rules after summer mauling. I guess. Dogs are dangerous, people.
Okay, reading this Los Angeles Times article is like trying to read a recipe article on Pinterest. Jeez Louise.
This is another New York Post. Dog overcoming crippling anxiety with his own emotional support dog. And there's just a picture of two dogs just cuddling up against each other.
Okay, now that's wholesome. John knows a little. Come on. That was John.
Well, actually, Toledo Humane Society seeks answers after euthanizing emaciated dog.
Okay, we're done.
We brought it back.
We're almost done.
Crescent Drive home destroyed in fire. Dog unaccounted for.
John, stop. John News a little. No more news from you. No more. Here we go. We have an announcement for John for Dog News. You can be in Dog News. Check it out.
Yeah, if you don't want to hear this anymore.
For our last episode, extravaganza, surprise, we want you to record yourself doing some Dog News. Just an audio clip. Send it our way. canicritique@gmail.com. You can message it through Can I Critique It on Facebook or Instagram. If I can download it, let me know. And I'll slip you in Dog News style. Just pick an article. Make sure it's happy news and not John sad news.
Or sad news.
No. Nobody wants to listen to sad dog news. John does. So.
I'm pointing to myself.
At John.
And Jake's pointing to himself too.
No, I'm not.
Fear of the mind against you.
No, you can't do that. John, gross, dudes. Just put your pants back on.
Stop it right now.
Stop what? Telling you to stop? Dude.
You know you like it. What is going on?
Gross, dude.
The shirts off section is until later.
When did you get a buzz cut, by the way?
What? What is going on?
I don't know. Help me, please.
I'm just saying, there's only two episodes left, so
yeah.
Send in your news.
Send in your news.
News with the W. N-E-W-S. I don't even check.
Send news.
I don't even check the Instagram, though, so, I mean, Jake will be the one to see whatever news you send.
Send news. Well, you specifically reading news. Not, wow.
Or send news for us to read. Dog news.
News.
Oh, gosh. It's weird that this hasn't come up way earlier.
I know, dude. What the heck? 54 episodes in and we never once
caught on to that.
Okay.
Anyways, that's dog news.
This has been dog news. You watched a movie.
Hachi. Or Hachiko.
It was Hachi or Hachiko, depending on what region you're from.
It's crazy we haven't seen this before.
Honestly.
Because I've heard of it years and years ago. I'd seen trailers for this movie a long while ago. And I never thought it looked bad.
Exactly. And here's the thing. When I've searched dog movies on the internet, this one's just has never come up.
You're right, which is weird.
Because
there's like names in it too. Like there's like actors in it.
Like literally good like actors.
Richard Gere and George Costanza.
And it's
from Seinfeld. I think that's George.
I don't know. We haven't talked about it since we watched it. Sometimes we like say a couple things before we start recording, but this time we just kind of silently.
It's a very introspective movie.
Yeah, and it's like it's almost like a slice of life dog movie, but not at the same time.
It's the
running it down. Here it is. The guy mysteriously gets a dog.
The dog like runs away from Japan.
No, they didn't know where the dog originally came from. Well, the movie opens up with this girl with braces in class.
Oh, you're right.
And she says, "My hero is Christopher Columbus. Even if he accidentally got lost and found the Americas, it's just really cool that he did that. And that's why Christopher Columbus is my hero."
So
hashtag aged like milk. Am I right?
Wow, got him.
And then the kid gets up and he's like, "My hero is my grandpa's dog." And they're like,
"Oh, it's so dumb."
And then
if you were a kid in the class and someone said this, okay, depending on the delivery, I might laugh.
Yeah.
However, you'd be like, I'd groan. I'd be like, oh no.
Ugh.
Really?
Ugh. But I'd be like, this is pretty good for the pod. So I'd pick up my phone and start recording.
Yeah, you would.
I used to record one of my teachers in class. And the class was like, "Why are you recording?" And I was like, "Because I'm not paying attention right now.
For posterity."
And they were like, "You're not paying attention right now?" I'm like, "Nope." It was a weird class.
Yeah.
But that teacher eventually just told me that I didn't really need to come to class anymore because...
Is that the teacher that got arrested eventually?
No, that's a different teacher.
I'd record her.
John!
She got arrested for like
sleeping with the student.
Yeah, that's why. That was the joke. That was like an inside joke.
By deducing that and by guessing how old I am, you could probably figure out exactly what high school I went to through enough research.
And find out who that person is.
Absolutely, you can. Yep, 100%.
And what we're saying is, if you can, Instagram us.
If you can.
We'll give you a shout out.
We'll give you a shout out.
We'll be like, he deduced it.
You figured out what high school I went to. Props, you know? Well, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Kid starts talking about his grandpa's dog, but I don't know if you did you see how these Japanese or whoever
these monks
like
they just raised
the dog in the thing. They just had a puppy,
a wooden cage.
They sent it somewhere, and then it fell off at the train station. That's what happened
in this place, because it's based on a true story, but the true story took place in like early 1900s Japan.
Yeah, and this takes place in like
in somewhere.
I want to say there's snow, so I'm thinking
Northern America,
somewhere in North America.
Northern I'm U.S. or Canada, maybe
where there's a train.
Maine
has to get to work from a train.
Maybe it's Maine. Upstate New York.
It was kind of hilly, so maybe upstate New York, upstate or Vermont New York. Area.
Either way,
or Seattle. Ish, Washington.
Oh, the other kinda. Side. Okay.
Maybe. Opposite, maybe West. I'm getting some West Coast vibes from some of that rain. Anyway.
Hachi finds Richard Gere.
Basically, he has a dog, but then the dog waits for him every day.
And they don't want the dog.
Yeah, but I'm just doing a quick summary. Right. The dog waits for him every single day at the train station.
Because that's where he met him.
Mm-hmm. And spoiler alert, he dies and doesn't
Richard
come back.
Richard Gere gets a heart attack.
So the dog still waits for him every single day.
Every single day.
And that's like with 25 minutes to go in the movie that he dies. And because we had paused it because we were grabbing something.
Yeah.
And he died not long after. And it was still like watchable.
Yeah, suitably very sad.
Like of all of the dog movies we watched, this one like got me to that threshold of
tears
of like I'm starting to get a little choky just thinking about it.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Really good. It was good. Yeah.
And
it's like, in that top 3%.
One of the things that we were mentioning right as we first
it looks like a normal movie.
It looks like a good movie. It looks like this movie had a budget. It looks like the people making it
kind of like Oddball, where it's like there was the care and attention given.
I would give this like this is like a tier above Oddball. But a tier like below Togo.
Yeah, Togo had like
Togo was just like
a massive budget behind it.
Of course, Togo came out 2020. This came out 2010.
Togo came out 2019.
I thought it came out in January of this year.
Okay, I legitimately don't know. Remember Call of the Wild?
Yeah.
This year.
That was right. That was like the last movie we saw in theaters.
You know what? Togo looks better than Call of the Wild, even though Call of the Wild probably has like triple its budget.
And interestingly, well, because of Harrison Ford alone.
Also the CGI dog.
Yeah.
Multiple CGI dogs.
I think it should have been switched. I think Call of the Wild should have been the Disney Plus original. And
Togo should have been
the theatrical
You're
release.
Right.
I don't know. I think the main reason that they had Call of the Wild in theaters Harrison was because Ford. Of Harrison Ford. Absolutely.
I bet was he a producer? He seems like, because he's like a Boy Scout. He seems like the guy that'd be like, I loved this novel when I was growing up and let's make a movie out of it.
I don't think so.
He seems like that kind of guy.
I just always imagine Harrison Ford is like he's just out in his yacht or at his cabin just smoking a ton of pot.
Or flying planes.
Yeah.
And crashing planes.
Just smoking a ton of pot. And then he gets a call. He's like, hey, want to do this? And he's just like, I guess, you know, like, sure. Yeah, how much? Sure.
Is it Star Wars? No. OK, I'll do it.
You're paying me. Well, that's the thing, though, is he's come back to do all of his good roles, all of his big roles.
He's pumped about Indiana Jones, I've heard.
Yeah, he's pumped about that.
I'm pumped about Indiana Jones.
I saw it in a recent interview where they asked him, where they were like, so you're at being asked 30 plus years to come back and be this role that you made famous before. How does it make you feel? And he was like, it feels great. Han Solo, Indiana Jones, and whatever his name is in Blade Runner. He was like,
oh, yeah,
it's cool. It's cool. It's cool to him that he thinks that people still want him to do that.
That's good.
And they asked him too, like, if you're ever watching TV and you see one of your movies, do you watch? And he's like, Oh, sometimes I watch some of it. And then they say,
do they say who shot first?
No, no.
Have you seen that? And he's like, I don't care.
Yeah. They asked him, well, how does it make you feel when you watch those? And he just went, makes me feel old. Like, who the fuck? He's so plain. Just like, come on, guys.
I watched that GQ or the whatever where he goes through his roles. That's pretty good.
Oh, pretty
good. He's a cool guy. Anyways, that's Harrison Ford talking.
It's Harrison Ford. Back to this.
Touchy.
Just a beautifully... It just was...
The music was just mostly piano, because Richard Gere is a piano player. Mm-hmm. He's like a music professor. The music was mostly piano. The end had maybe like a little cello or a violin, perhaps.
Right as it started and I heard the music, I was like, this is very akin to Elijah David Webb. Like, if you've seen some of his stuff on YouTube.
Or his solo. Like, he had a solo album a couple years, 2017.
Yeah.
Very, very much like that.
It's very similar. And I'm telling you, Elijah David Webb, on his resume, when they said, well, like when they see what's going on, if for whatever reason he lists Canine Critique, which he won't.
Or maybe he would.
Maybe he would. It's just is such a weird thing. It'll be like he's gonna go
his level of talent.
His level of talent
is so far above this podcast.
Exactly. What I'm saying is he's going places.
Yes. And
on IMDb, there'll be a fun fact that's like one of his first like public appearances where he did something for somebody was this dumb old podcast called Canine Critique. Yeah. And just for that, we'll get like listens.
Yeah.
Still. And I'll be like, freaking, that's you at Elijah David Webb. And he'll be like, don't talk to me anymore. I'm famous. I'm just kidding. He doesn't talk to me at all. Sometimes I shoot a message on Instagram.
I texted him the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Did he say hi?
Did I say hi?
Did he say hi for me?
No.
Oh.
Hachi. I'm trying to think. The performances were all pretty good. They did a good job of conveying the dog's emotions without a dog voice or a dog voiceover.
Exactly.
Which is the best thing you can do.
It was... Out of dog movies that we've seen, this is up there. Top 10.
There's the point where he, after he dies and he goes and he lays under the train for, well, the dog, because he lives with the daughter of Richard Gere for a bit. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'll let you go. And I'm like, you're an idiot. But she's like, I'll let you go do your thing, Hachi. Mm-hmm. And so Hachi leaves and you see him just, he has free reign to explore. And it's probably a lot of the stages of grief. I think this movie could be an allegory for that. Because mm-hmm. Hachi goes to like every single site that he saw Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Train time. Real quick. Let me finish this.
Okay, then we
can do train time.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
But whatever.
It's a short train, so it'll be short train
time. Hachi goes and lays underneath the train after like running himself.
Yeah.
Like tired at the end of the day, and he's kind of like huffing and puffing, but it like really makes it seem like he's sniffling, like he might never come back. Like it really made it, I don't know, really convey the emotions of this dog. And I wasn't even paying attention all that much. I was drawing like again. Okay, what's our train time?
What were you really into when you were a kid? Train time.
Space. Like I loved astronomy, and I'm taking an astronomy class right now, and like my passion is kind of worn out, but like I wanted to be an astronaut. For one birthday, I got like all space stuff, like army men, but they were like astronauts.
Oh,
and
that's
it came with
so
a bunch
cool.
of stuff, like a full model of the, I used to know what it was called, not the shuttle, but like the rocket that they sent to the moon, and it like broke apart like it does.
That's
and
cool.
It was like a model of it. It sounds pretty cool. It had like a little landing dock as well.
All that comes to mind right now for me is I remember I wanted to be a paleontologist in first grade, like every other kid did.
You knew the difference between archaeology and paleontology, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was like, I knew like dinosaurs names and crap. But I had this problem where if someone would like step up on knowledge to me on something, I would almost like back down once I realized they knew more than me. And I just would let that be their thing.
You just barreled through that. Way to go.
And I
was trying to.
Yeah, you're good.
Anyways, keep going.
I would just let them do their thing. There was this kid. I remember his name. His name's Matt. Matt, if you're listening, I hate you for this.
Okay.
He just knew dinosaurs more than me. He could pronounce them better.
He
could draw them better. Later on, I was like, okay, I want to be into art and things. So I would watch my brother when he'd draw art. Shout out to Russell. He has a YouTube channel called Drawn by Russ. Check him out. But he's pretty good at art and crap. So I would try to learn from him, and I did not do good. But I still pushed through, and there was a girl named Amanda. She was really good at drawing horses. And I was like, I'm going to be the dragon guy. So I tried to draw dragons with Amanda, and I did pretty okay at that. Okay.
Do you have any pictures of your dragons?
I do. Yes. I know exactly where one is. It's in my storage.
Wow.
But it was, I thought it was okay for like a fifth grader, but this is when I met my other friend. His name's also Matt. And he sat next to me and he was drawing pandas, but he just was drawing pandas so freaking good that I never wanted to draw again.
Wow. Yeah. Your dreams just get killed by people better than you.
Well, that's the thing though. Cause I didn't realize like I didn't have to be the best. I could have just like been a part of it.
You watch too much Pokemon.
Must've been it. But here there is, I'm shying away from the one thing that really didn't mark me as what I was really into as a kid.
Was it Pokemon?
It was SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I freaking love SpongeBob so much. There was for third grade at Christmas, every single gift I got was a SpongeBob themed whatever. I got like a big plush SpongeBob. I got like SpongeBob season 1, 2, 3, and 4 on DVD.
Wow.
And I just loved it so much. And I would watch SpongeBob is so good. It was the first show I ever binged.
Oh, wow.
Because I had the seasons on DVD. So I just binge it. And dude, I love SpongeBob so freaking much. My greatest memory of that is when the SpongeBob movie came out, it was a kid in my class. Yeah. It was a kid in my class who wore his SpongeBob like pants to school.
Like brown shorts? Like
they were like yellow, like almost pajama pants.
I thought you were talking about like he had pants like SpongeBob wore.
Oh, like brown pants and a belt? Idiot? Nah.
And a red tie. I mean, his pants and his shirt are one thing pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
He just steps into them.
And so this is like one of the coolest memories. And I'm just hanging out and I knew the movie came out that day. And this kid was like, I have tickets for after school and we're going to go. And I was like, yeah, I'll probably see it too. I hope. Cause I told my parents I wanted to go so much to see the movie.
Yeah.
But they had never conveyed to me that it was going to happen. And then just like, bing, like on the speaker for the class.
They pulled you out of school early to go see the movie.
Jay Mielsen coming to the office.
Yeah, that
was like, what? Like I was a grandma and they're like, are you going to go see Spot? I was like, I'm going to go see it. Like I just knew that was why I was going to the office because I come around the corner and then I see my little brother down the hall and we're just like, oh, what's up? Like,
turns out just going to the dentist. Just kidding. Could you imagine?
Because I mean, you could, that was one of the things though, was you could tell we were going somewhere else. If
your sibling,
if my sibling was there, or if it was my mom or my dad that was picking us up.
Oh yeah.
So it was me and Michael. We see each other and then we see my dad at the end of the hall. And it was just so hype the whole way to the theater.
What's up?
It was like, oh, one of my favorite memories. So good. So good.
When I was in fifth grade, I wanted to make a SpongeBob encyclopedia. So I was like drawing all the characters and I was trying to write down facts about them. And nowadays I'm like, oh, you'd write down like first appearance, like different attributes throughout the episodes. Someone should make an encyclopedia of SpongeBob.
But there is.
And the cover would just be SpongeBob's face, you know, because he's
SpongeBob. Well, they'd all be SpongeBob. Yeah, I mean.
No, but I'm saying the cover of the book would be like, the book would just be SpongeBob, you know, you open it up.
No, it would be called Getting to the Bottom of Bikini Bottom, the SpongeBob Encyclopedia.
Getting to the Bottom of Bikini Bottom. Sounds like something else.
No.
One time I was in eighth grade.
Bikini Bottom has become such a thing that it is. Removed itself.
I didn't understand
the term bikini
until recently in my life. Within the past 5 years, I thought about what that actually meant. I just called it that because that's what the city was called.
That's what I'm saying. Bikini Bottom has removed
itself. It's like Hogwarts. Think about so Hogwarts.
Much. Exactly.
Like, oh, that's gross, actually. But that's just what it's called.
There it is. Hogwarts is on par with Bikini Bottom.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Hachi,
as far as names, Hachi, great movie.
Yeah, we keep going on tangent. Well, that was train time.
That was train time.
But
it was a pretty long train time. There might be another one.
The train was only like 4 seconds long.
It was worth it though. That was a good question.
Yeah, that was a good question. Hachi, good acting, good dog emotion, good music, good. Good pacing, probably.
It was actually pretty good pacing. There are sometimes I just like cringe when I'm watching things.
The tree thing was a little cringe.
Right at the very end,
they did a CGI.
They like CGI the tree to show the passage of time, to show that Hachi's just staying there.
So it's like spring, the colors are green, and then they get a little dark, and then they go orange, and they fall off, and then it keeps going over and over.
Same thing. But the problem with that is the tree wasn't growing.
It was just the leaves changed.
And the leaves were incredibly green,
very vibrant.
Which, you know,
Hachi's just not even in slow motion. It's like
Hachi's not slow motion or. Like fast.
The idea is cool, I guess, but
it was a neat idea.
Not executed. Yeah, not executed very well.
Yeah. But I mean, how else would you have shown the passage of time? Maybe do like his.
You do one of those long. This is kind of cliche. Like the camera's on a helicopter, and you see like then you do like the fast forward. But you have to put it like up high in a tree or something.
Yeah.
Or a drone.
That's not bad.
That wasn't a thing.
Or even just like sun's going up and coming down and moons and.
Yeah. I think they really built up the relationship between Hachi and Richard Gere. Like they did a good job.
Better than most of these movies.
Yeah. Finding the love of the dad and even his family. You get to like care for his family a lot more.
What I liked about this one compared to some other dog movies is like the movie continues after the dog dies. So we can see the family being sad. But in this one, the owner died. And we watched the dog kind of mourn the loss of the owner.
Wow.
And that's why I thought it was a pretty good, like, hot take. It's original. And you can't really do that with anything else because that's this story. That's the story of Hachi.
What did Sadie say? And I was like, oh, they're subverting the dog genre.
Oh, Frank, I don't know.
I can't remember. Also, he destroyed a model house because the wife's an architect. So
yeah.
Add that to the dog destroying a house award.
Yeah. You know? Man, it was a good dog and barely barked. I hate it when dogs bark.
He didn't really bark at all.
He barked like just a tiny little bit when he was on the train. Not one time. Right at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
He did try to bark to get him to stop coming because you could tell like Hachi was like, don't go to the train today.
I could smell the cancer in you.
I could smell the heart attack coming on.
Probably.
But man. I would probably watch this again. Not like too soon.
Yeah, but I'd show like someone this movie. Or if someone was watching it, I'd sit down and watch it with them.
Yeah.
Someone I loved. Like a kid or my brother or something.
Yeah.
And I draw. It's a drawing movie. It's a close-folding movie.
Close-folding movie. But I think it's, I don't know. I was almost, like I said a little earlier, I was at the threshold of, I'm probably...
Yeah, I got the Marley in Me feels. Like the kind of the end of Marley in Me, which isn't amazing of a movie, but it like...
The end is good. Was the best part of Marley.
Yeah, and so I got that feeling of like, oh, this is... Wow. And you know what? What I really got, it shows at the end, it's like they made a statue to this dog. And I was like, how many statues of dogs are there? Like, come on. And then I thought, you know what? There is something of like real deep intrinsic value about the relationship between dog and man that is a lot deeper, I think, than dog movies and my disliking of dogs. And like I think there's something really profound, whether it be like, I don't know, if you're religious, the nature of God, or if you're a secularist, then just the nature of animals and human relations. But I think there's something deep and meaningful about the relationship between dog and man that makes us build statues to, you don't see cat statues as much. And like we've talked before, I probably prefer cats, but it's like, there's something really noble about dogs.
I think about that. This movie exemplifies that in a way. Because Hachi is incredibly loyal
to his owner. And that's what dogs are.
That's what dogs are. They're loyal.
And the kid says it at the end. The speech is very well prepared because he ties in the theme of the movie. I mean, I don't know many kids that did that. But he's like, at the end, he's like, that's why my grandpa and my grandpa's dog are like my heroes. Because they show what it means to be loyal. And I'm like, that's very deep for this kid. And then... I thought it was kind of funny. It pans across the kids and the one girl that just gave her speech about Christopher Columbus kind of has like tears in her eyes or whatever. But
yeah. She's
like, and I'm like, that's funny. But also you made the kids cry. So way to go, kiddo.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. Loyalty is like one of the virtues that I hold.
It's so high.
At the top of my tier.
It's good.
And I guess that's why dogs in the human relationship, man, this movie's like changed my life.
It made me think, and the best dog movies do that. Togo does it. Isle of Dogs does it.
It helped nudge it.
I think it really shows that the whole like I'm your protector, but otherwise I'm your dog or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other movies that have done that. Maybe the first Air Bud.
Dogs like going above and beyond what you would think an animal can do.
Yeah,
and it's based on
Eight Below does that.
Eight Below is pretty okay, but I guess my problem with Eight Below. In that respect is that the dogs in Eight Below did their job in the first 15 minutes of the movie and then they were just trapped there.
I'm just saying it's present.
Yeah. And it was more like he was super loyal to the dogs.
Marley and Me could have been better if it was more like this movie, probably.
100% agree.
Racing in the Rain.
Every time I tell somebody about the podcast, they always go, oh, have you seen Marley and Me? And I'm like, yeah, no crap. Like, who do you think I am?
It's like if you made a podcast about superhero movies, they're like, have you seen The Dark Knight? It's like, you mean one of the best comic book movies ever created? Yes, yeah. I've seen it. Oh, we've all seen it.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you're listening to this podcast, you've seen it.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate. I don't know a lot of people that haven't seen The Dark Knight.
That's true.
I think it's just like our generation, though.
Because it came out when we were growing up.
Like, yeah.
And I think it's one of the best movies of all time. But whatever.
Pretty far up there.
Yeah. I love it. Cool. Hachi, hot dog.
100% it's a hot dog. 100%. Give Hachi a watch.
Yeah, surprisingly so, because I didn't want to watch it going in.
And I'm surprised we hadn't watched it. And what had happened, why we watched it, I should mention, there's some people in my apartment complex I was meeting with, and he has a dog that's the same
Charlie. We mentioned Charlie because we talked about that movie.
No,
it's a different person.
Different person.
Wow, never mind then.
Yeah, and he has a dog that's the same breed as Hachi.
Mm.
And
it's a good breed.
It brought up and mentioned the podcast, and he was like, "Oh, listen to the podcast. I love to listen to it." And yeah, we were talking about dog movies. He was like, "Have you seen Hachi Hachiko?" And I was like, "No." And I looked it up on IMDb. It was like 8.5 out of 10. I was like, yeah. "What the crap?"
It is good.
And
it's an 8.5 out of
10. Here we are.
As far as dog movies go, it's a 10 out of 10, I think.
Yeah, as far as it's a dog movie, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Which I think we've only given to like
is two there, other movies. We've pretty much given the good sandwich. Is there anything bad? Just that cringe
scene?
With the...
Huh.
It's kind of... it's not like... It's not exciting, really. It's pretty consistent as far as its pitch.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that. It's not like a roller coaster other than he dies, but it's not like, it's not crazy tragic how he dies. It's just the intensity level of the movie is pretty flat, but there's not much. It's like a slice of life. So it's like, exactly. It's not like slices of life. So like,
I think that's kind of more respectable about this.
Yeah. No, that doesn't
need
good.
To be like too crazy theatrical.
Cause like Art of Racing in the Rain is very theatrical. It's not like this where it could have maybe benefited from.
Yeah.
Is Hachi the perfect dog movie? It might be a little bit.
As far as like,
but it's not,
showing us the relationship and like the dog and telling us the story. There wasn't a part in this where I was like, oh, come on. Like you're doing that, you know?
Yeah. Like, whereas great. Like Air Bud is a stereotype, like Beethoven is like a stereotypical dog movie. It does the things that you'd expect it to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one might be the perfect one as far as the balance of you're not telling me too much that you're not, I'm not tired with this dog's narration. He's not talking.
Yeah.
It gets to that inner core of what it is to be a dog. You know?
Interestingly enough, I did a couple like POVs of the dog that was kind of black and white.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah. It wasn't the worst.
And we talked about how we didn't, even up to this point, we haven't seen that where we see the black and white view of a dog.
And like when we saw it was black and white POV, we were like, holy crap.
Wow.
And the last time I saw that was in Rugrats.
Yeah. Rugrats with the dog. What's the dog? Spike?
Yeah. Spike.
Mm.
My goodness. But give this one a watch.
Yeah.
Or don't. I mean, that's why you listen to this podcast.
Or do. That's how we tell the podcast people. Just don't listen to it. Or do. Or do.
It's like,
probably don't.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
This is the exact opposite of that. Watch it or don't, but definitely watch it. But
probably do if you're a dog person. You know?
If you're even remotely a dog person, if you've listened to this much of the podcast, honestly.
Yeah.
Give Hachi a watch.
And give Hachi a watchy.
After watching so many just trash dog movies, this one really felt good to watch.
What was the last good one we watched?
That wasn't cartoon.
Even cartoon.
Because 101 Dalmatians, I loved.
Wait, that was forever ago, though.
But yeah, I'm gonna.
Oddball. Probably Oddball.
Oddball might be the most recent one that we both really enjoyed.
Yeah. Alan Tudyk.
I'm not saying hot dogs specifically. I'm just saying, you know, man, let's take a peek. Homeward. I liked Homeward Bound. Oddball. Yeah, Oddball's not too far away. Oddball's only like a dog year away right now, dude. That's where we're at.
What?
Oddball's a dog year away from the last one time we watched it.
Dang. Mm-hmm. We get that one. Probably one every dog year we get something pretty good.
Yeah. And we're hoping to end the last couple pretty decently. Yeah. Well,
we could say, so what? Should we do? I think we should do Old Yeller last because it's like the quintessential. Absolutely. We're going to do Redfern Grows tomorrow.
Redfern Grows.
So if you want to watch along and get prepared.
Watch along, get prepared. Read along.
Oh, yeah, there is a book.
I have a.
How long is the book?
I'm not sure about it. It's actually not crazy long. I read it when I was in fourth grade.
Maybe I should pound it out. The other four books I'm reading right now for school.
It might as well, you know?
We'll see.
Like I said, I read it when I was in fourth grade. And I guess, spoilers for the next week's podcast, I bawled my eyes out.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Catch us.
Thank you for listening to Canada Critique. You know how to find us if you're listening. Refer us.
We're on Instagram, Facebook, all the works.
Yeah. Thanks. If you want to participate in dog news, send us a voice clip of you reading off dog news. Try to make it fun. And you'll be in our last episode. It'll be great.
Yeah. Thanks to Elijah David Webb for the themes once again.
He's going places.
He's going places. Vote for him whenever he's doing a competition or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What else? Like, that's it?
That's all.
That's it?
That's all.
All right. We're going to go see Tenet.
Heck yeah. Catch you in the doghouse next week. Time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.